Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. This is week 6, day 5 of the study of Romans. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Romans 9, 30 through 33. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. Join me as we pray before we get started. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us today? Speak to us, God, from your word. Give us revelation as to who you are. We want to know you, God. Fascinate us with who you are. Fascinate us with your word that it would feed us for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Romans chapter 9, starting at verse 30. What then shall we say? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith. But the people of Israel who pursued the law as the way of righteousness have not attained their goal. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as it were, as if it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone. So Paul is concluding this chapter and an extended look at this relationship between how God's sovereignty and man's free will interact here. And Paul has, yesterday we talked about this, Paul went on something of a thought experiment to say, he basically says, what if God, because he's God, chose to make some people go to heaven and some people go to hell and no one got the choice in between, what if that's how it worked? He is still within his rights to be able to do that. Now, again, I want to stress, I don't believe that that's what Paul is saying. Some people would disagree with me. I don't believe that that's what Paul is saying. I think it's a thought experiment that he's taking people on. Not that he's having the thought experiment himself. He's giving an example and walking you through that thought experiment to help you understand what he's about to conclude with here. And he's going to tell us that Jews, because of their unbelief, they have not obtained righteousness. They have not obtained eternal life. But Gentiles, the Gentiles who by faith have put their faith in Jesus, they will inherit eternal life. They will inherit righteousness. And he says, because the Jews who are doing all of these things, they chose to try and earn their salvation. But the Gentiles, knowing that they can't do the law, they attain their salvation through faith. We can't earn that salvation. We can't do enough good things to earn that salvation. And that's what Paul is saying, that the Jews, through their actions, even though they thought that they were the chosen ones, even though they thought that because God had chosen them by his sovereign will, which he did, that they automatically inherit this eternal life. And even Jesus tells them it doesn't work like that. Just because you say I'm a son of Abraham does not make you so, as Paul has said here earlier. It is faith in Jesus, faith in the Messiah, that grants you eternal life, that grants you righteousness. Verse 33, as it is written, see, I lay in Zion a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. And the one who believes in him will never be put to shame. Isn't that interesting? The Messiah, the one who is supposed to come and save not only Israel, but the entire world. The Old Testament, Isaiah here is saying that he's a stumbling stone. You will trip over him and injure yourself. He's an offense. It says that elsewhere. He's a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. He makes you angry. He gives you every reason to reject him. The Jews have seen him as a stumbling stone because he did not honor their desire to earn their own salvation and self-justify themselves, that they've done enough good things to earn salvation. Even Gentiles today, you don't have to be a Jew to live that way. Gentiles, anyone who thinks that by doing enough good things or doing the right good things or being in the right crowd or being in the right place at the right time, you can somehow earn your salvation, make God like you enough to grant you a pardon and let you into eternity with him. Anybody can fall into that trap. In fact, it's not just Jews. Paul's picking on Jews here a little bit because to them the law was given. He's been speaking about the law and their adherence to the law and how the law was a good thing. But if they believe that they can earn their salvation through the law, they're deceived. And when Jesus comes along, he's not their Messiah. They've become their own Messiah. They've tried to justify themselves, and now they're their own Messiah. And when we become our own Messiahs, we are lousy saviors. We are really incapable of helping ourselves and saving ourselves. And so when we come face to face with that Messiah, the one who, if it were his will, if he so chose, he could decide that we don't even have a choice to go to heaven. He could have made us an instrument of wrath. When we come face to face with the terror that is the one who makes those decisions, if we have tried to justify ourselves, we will hate him. He will be an offense. If you have given your life to justifying yourself and finding ways to be the guy that's not as bad as that other guy, so God should really let me in heaven because I'm not as bad as Hitler and I'm not as bad as other guys and, you know, I'm not perfect, but, you know, I'm not as bad as, you know, those other guys, whoever they are. And that is human nature. And the reason it's in us, the reason we inherit that is because we have a very real enemy who lobbies those kinds of thoughts at us all the time. I deserve better than what I'm getting. I deserve that job. I deserve that promotion. That person that got that, they didn't deserve it. I deserve that. That's just in us. We have an enemy that's lobbing that kind of stuff, those kind of accusations all the time because we want to believe that we're the best. You know, people, and I've said this before, but people, you know, say that millennials, you know, they want to feel special and they're the generation that got trophies for participating and all those kinds of things. And people, you know, rag on millennials all the time, but that's not millennials. That's human beings. Human beings want the trophy for participating. Human beings want everything they can get and then some. And when they don't get it, there's accusations. There's other people. Why? There's people to blame. It takes integrity. It takes character to rise above that. And that character, that integrity is learned. But the human nature is, it's someone else's fault and I should have gotten it. And it's that same nature of justification that says, I deserve better than what I'm getting, God. When in reality, we don't want to face the fear that by breathing right now, we're getting better than what we deserve. He didn't have to create us in the first place, but he did. And once he created us, he could have created us as objects of wrath if he so chose, but he didn't. And after he had created us and given us the will to choose him, if we chose to disobey him one time, he could have banished us to hell right then and there, but he didn't. And even after deciding not to banish us to an eternity of just punishment separated from him after one slip up, he could have said after two or after three or after five, but he didn't. And even through all of that, he still sent his son to bleed and die for us and suffer at the hands of his creation mocking him. While we were yet sinners, this is how he showed his love for us. While we were yet sinners, he died for us. Once we come face to face with the terror, with the fear that is a God who holds our eternity in his hands, if we want to justify ourselves, he will be a rock of offense. He will be a stumbling stone. But if we understand that we are hopelessly and eternally lost in our sin, and that we need help, we need the ability to overcome it, he's no longer a stumbling stone. He is our way of righteousness. He is our salvation. He is our means to inheriting eternal life in the presence of the Almighty God. When we understand that, when we understand that we deserve none of this, but he's given us everything, that changes everything, doesn't it? It changes life as we know it, and will change eternity as you know it. If you don't know him, or if you've been struggling and striving and trying to earn your way to heaven by doing enough good things, I encourage you right now, lay that down and put your faith in him. Acknowledge your sin before him. Confess your sin and repent. And ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit and give you the power over sin. Ask him to take control of your life and grant you eternal life. There's no greater decision that you can make. There's no better time than now. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I'll be back next week with another day of the 10-Week Bible Podcast.